Distorted View Daily proudly presents Music Lessons with the Homeless.
You can't strain your voice because that's not where it's coming from. You gotta practice your voice.
Don't let me down.
But you can't strain your voice. What I was doing is straining my voice, and that's the only way I know how to do it. That's the only way.
It took me so long to find out. And I found out. She's a big teaser.
I'm not that good, and I've got some practicing to do.
Take a sad song and make it better. If you care of tips of Tim and Mao, you ain't gonna make it with it anyhow.
Oh, man.
You know what it's gonna be, all right.
Man, that does something to the voice.
Right.
Hey, freaks, it's Thursday, February 26, 2015. Coming up on the program today, Pastor Manning tells us the correct way to refer to homosexuals.
Faggot!
Plus, ripped off dicks, lost testicles, and we crown the craziest cult family. All of this, plus your voicemails, today on TV.
Why does man have to have such a sweet record?
All right, hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. Back. A very phlegmy Tim Henson here with you. I'm sorry. I'm sick. You know how that goes. I have a very compromised immune system thanks to the AIDS. Hey, speaking of AIDS, you know, it's been an incredible couple of days for Sideshow members. Been producing some wonderful content. Well, wait till you hear some of the content. I don't know if wonderful is the word I should be using. Corey blew us away yesterday with a new song. If you want to hear the whole thing, you got to sign up for the Sideshow. Here's just a little taste of it, though. I got to give you guys something.
Will you give AIDS to me?
I need a gay man now.
Because I'm bug chasing.
Full bloom AIDS.
I've got the lowest self-esteem.
Hey, say it.
Will you give AIDS to me?
Man for man.
Oh, yeah.
Seeking a dominant.
The song also features Cheryl Murkowski. Reading some new Craigslist stuff. So if you want to check it out, that song was featured on yesterday's exclusive program. Now, on Tuesday's extended show, we got to the bottom of what that crazy woman was calling about. In case you need me to refresh your memory.
And the only reason that I'm not there beating the shit out of every last one of you and killing you is because, you know why? I'm a Christian, and I'm not going to jail for scumballs like you.
All right, so as I mentioned on Tuesday, I had this woman's phone number, and I thought I'd give her a call on the extended program. Now, I didn't know how this was going to go. Most of the time, you call these numbers, the people aren't home, they don't answer. We got lucky. We got real lucky. It was the greatest sort of evolution or escalation of a phone call because I got her husband on the phone, and he was so sweet and mellow, and you hear the woman in the background, and I'm trying desperately to just get her on the line. The guy doesn't seem to understand what this call's about. I'm actually playing the voicemail to him. That's when he realizes, oh, shit, my wife really did call. And no one can figure out why. He's screaming at his wife like, honey, that's your voice on the voicemail, on the message. What were you calling this guy about? And she's like, I didn't call anybody. And she's just pissed off because she's like watching reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond. And she doesn't want to be bothered, but I won't hang up. And so eventually, she doesn't want to talk to me. But eventually, she gets so frustrated. She's like, all right, I'll talk to him. I'm not going to go through the whole thing here because, you know, you just sign up for the Sideshow and you can hear this, like, 15 or 20-minute phone call. I thought this was about the Michelle Duggar video. I thought this woman was a fan of the 19 Kids and Counting program. I have shit all over that show many times. I posted a video a couple years ago talking about Michelle Duggar's miscarriage and how she should just close that fucking cunt up and all that other shit, right? So I thought one of you idiots posted the phone number to the voicemail line in the comments on YouTube, which you have. So I assume that's what it was about. It wasn't. This woman was looking up the North American Man Boy Love Association, and apparently when you do, guess what pops up? me and my show and my phone number. Again, thank you guys for that. For those of you who don't know, NAMBLA is a pedophile organization advocating for the acceptance of love and sex between grown men and underage boys. Many years ago, like during the first year of the podcast, I made fun of NAMBLA by creating a fake podcast called NAMBLA Connect. It was a bit, a comedy bit. It was obviously fake. I can't believe anyone would take this seriously, but fucking morons down in Alabama and Kansas, they couldn't figure it out, apparently. So the idea behind it is that there's just pedophiles. It was me and Joey doing voices, doing audio personal ads. Pedophiles looking for young children. This woman heard this 10-year-old stupid bit online. One of you guys uploaded it to a service, posted our phone number, our voicemail line, along with the video, and that's how she got a hold of me. When I was first talking to her, I didn't realize this. When I did, though, I decided to really get her riled up. It's all love, ma'am, whether it's between a boy and a boy, a girl and a boy, or a man and a boy. It's all just love. We're all just trying to get along here.
What?
Huh? What?
Honey, wait.
Okay. Hello?
Just a minute.
Oh, okay, sure. Take your time. She's freaking the fuck out now. She gets so flustered at some point, she actually drops the phone. She forgets that I'm on the phone, and she's just, like, yelling at her husband. She's on, like, a cell phone. I don't know who she's talking to. She's trying to figure out how I got her phone number. She thinks maybe she left it in the forums of this NAMBLA website. So here are just a few more short clips of this call. First of all, you were...
Listen, wait a minute. I'm going to set you straight
here for a second. This is why idiots should not be allowed on the internet. You being one of those idiots. Yes, here is why you're an idiot. You found a random phone number on some website.
It was probably
a forum, right, where someone posted, hey, if you want to talk to a pedophile, call this phone number. 10 minutes of her screaming at her husband, or, you know, she's on her cell phone. She thought I had hung up, but I was just listening in.
I mean, come on, it's not a matter about love. It's an abandonment. He gave it away.
All right. So there you go. That's what's been happening on the sideshow over the last couple of days. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, let's get into some new stuff here. First up, there has been a lot of Charles Manson in the news over the last couple months. We've been reporting on this crazy woman who wants to get married to Charles Manson. Now there's been a parole hearing that was scheduled for a Charles Manson follower. That was postponed because they think maybe he broke prison rules or something. Then Charles Manson's son comes out and says, the woman who wanted to marry Charles Manson is just after his semen. She wants to impregnate herself and give birth to, you know, little baby Mansons, which is not a good idea. It's astounding to me, and I think anyone who is sane, that this guy, Charles Manson, wields so much power and charisma that people will follow him. Blindly. I've listened to him speak. I can't even figure out what he's saying. I can't follow him on that level.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolf's Bob Refrenish? Get Frenish.
So what you're saying is we should kill Sharon Tate. Good idea, Charles.
Maybe he wasn't the mastermind behind the murders. He was off in the corner speaking gibberish. The other members just took it upon themselves. Now, when you're talking about cults, how crazy is the Manson family, really, when you compare it to others? I don't know if Charles Manson deserves all this attention. There are so many other great, crazy cults. Heaven's Gate? They're following some goddamn comet? They thought there was an alien spaceship behind the comet, and they're gonna go beaming themselves up. And how do they beam themselves up? By wearing Nike shoes and drinking poison Hawaiian punch. That seems way crazier than Charles Manson. And really, the gold standard of crazy cults for me is the family. Not the Manson family, the family. We've talked about them many times on the show. It's kind of like a weird sex cult where the leader was this old bearded fat pedophile. He's like, yes, incest is okay. Pedophilia is okay as long as it's heterosexual. God doesn't like that fag shit. And the fat guy and his bride gave birth to a son, and everyone was fucking that son, and then there was this whole thing about love words. When you have sex, you're supposed to be pretending that you're having sex with Jesus Christ. There's a whole list of things you're supposed to say when you're fucking, like, yeah, fuck me, Jesus, plant your gooey holy seed in my gut, you know, stuff like that. And then to get new members into the cult, they would do this thing called flirty fishing, where they would send the women of the cult out to bars to go fuck guys. Kind of makes just standard cult murder seem a little pedestrian, huh? Manson family, though, is the most well-known. If there was only some way we could get to the bottom of this and finally decide once and for all who had the best cult, the Manson family or the family? It's time for the Cult Family Feud! Introducing the Manson family, Charles, Squeaky, George, Patricia, and Leslie. Ready for action! And the Family family, David, Karen, Ricky, Sarah, and Alfred, on your marks! Let's start the Cult Family Feud! Here's your host for the Family Feud, Steve Harvey!
Thank you so much.
Hold up here. Hold up here. What is that mark on your forehead, huh? I'm looking at you, Charles.
You're looking at me, but you can't even see the cappuccino. You're blind, Jabberdoob.
I see a damn swastika.
You see what the man wants you to see.
You crazy. All right, thank you, Charles. Good.
I'm the one that can see. I can see clearly. I'm looking out the window, onto a field, past a garden, under the bridge,
right.
Over the moon.
Oh, Lord. All right, let's check in with the family. Karen, you are looking gorgeous.
Thank you, but it's against scripture to allow your Negro phallus to pass through my holy chamber.
Oh, you gotta go and get racial. All right, that's enough talking to you. It's time to play the feud. I need Charles. I need David. Let's go. All right, top five answers on the board. Name something you do right before you go to bed. Charles Manson.
Grasshoppers.
Oh, Lord, it is going to be a long night. Name something you do right before you go to bed. Show me grasshopper. That is a shock. Karen, it's your chance to steal.
Tell Jesus I want to suck his holy penis. I want his seed, and my pussy is excited for Jesus to enter my cunt.
All right, we are looking for suck holy penis, won't see, and pussy is excited for penis to enter cunt. Seriously, you cannot be surprised no one said that. Name something you do right before you go to bed.
Moo.
Pick out a child from the basement to sex me.
Ticked out for 13 demon skulls.
New chores.
Exposed intestines.
Fuck a random guy at the bar.
Man, I'm in a different reality than you. I'm up here and you're down there. And in the middle, there's just magma.
Listen up now. Listen to the question. Name anything normal that you do before bedtime.
Pimp out my baby child.
Eat a rubber band soaked in kangaroo blood.
I'm desperate for your big hard penis, Jesus.
Look. Yes, Charles. Go ahead, Charles.
Garden hose and lollipops floating around there in space.
We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, maybe we'll get some new families here. The Branch Davidians versus Heaven's Gate. When Family Feud continues, stick around. Well, I really thought this would be a fair way to figure out which cult was crazier, but appears to be a draw. Steve Harvey was not impressed. Moving on now. Guess who's back, Pastor James Manning? He's got a warning now. He's going to talk directly to other pastors. Let me guess. This has something to do with Obama being a Mac Daddy or ejaculate in Starbucks coffees.
Pastor, here's what you got. You got to get up there in the pulpit and call people faggot. You got, they don't like it. God knows they don't like that because they know it's a despicable. They know it's a dirty toilet bowl word. They don't like it. They don't call it to them. Say it loud. Faggots! Say it.
All right. I can see myself isolating that audio for further use. You know, Pastor Manning, who is an African-American, I can think of a few words that you might not like.
Say it! Because they don't like it. Like, it gets them going. They don't like it because their lifestyles are dirty. They want you to say something nice like, yay.
Pastor Manning is fucking losing it. That just struck him as funny.
They don't like it because their lifestyles are dirty. They want you to say something nice like, yay.
I mean, the laughter is very contagious. It's hard for me to hate this guy.
They want you to say gay when they're really faggots. Bulldaggers. Hermaphrodites. Lesbos. Queers. No, they say, just call us gay. You know why? You know why they want to be called gay? Because even they themselves know that they are the wretched of the earth. They are the toilet bowl. They are the slop jars of slop jars. They know it! That's why they've tried to change the language. They've tried to change the language to gay. Like calling the slop jar in our house back there in 1950 a coffee pot. No, call them what they are. And never refer to him as
faggots. I love the way he screams it.
Faggots!
Oh my God, I just thought of the perfect job for Pastor Manning. He could be the voice of the Joker in the new Batman cartoon.
Hermaphrodites!
All right, we should create a gay Batman, a gayer Batman, Fagman.
Faggot!
And Pastor Manning can be his nemesis. We need to get working on that. All right, one more clip, and then we will get into the news. Earlier this week, I played a little bit of some funny hentai, you know, anime porn audio. Got some more for you.
What?
This is Japanese animation that has been dubbed into English.
Now I'm so wet. Oh, please, Master, I need more.
You're a naughty little priestess, aren't you, Kotoe?
Yes, I'm a very bad priestess. I need to worship at the temple of your cock. Please don't deny my pussy your sweet love hammer.
I think these are some love words to Jesus.
Purify my snatch. Put your magnificence in my wet, nasty twat and bless me with your salty, creamy goodness. For fuck's sakes, give me some!
See what I mean? Well, you could say this to Jesus. He'd be okay with that.
The penis almighty will answer your sweet prayers. Now lift your butt.
Yes, penis almighty. Oh, it's going in.
How observant.
I like how she's not even responding to the guy. She's responding to the guy's penis.
Sweet prayers.
Yes, Master Penis.
Now lift your butt.
Yes, penis almighty. Oh, it's going in.
How observant.
Cram it all the way in.
I realize this is kind of like a fantasy for guys, but no woman has ever said, cram it in, because it doesn't feel good when you cram anything anywhere.
Oh, it's going in.
Cram it in.
How observant.
Cram it all the way in. Oh. Oh.
Wet, juicy.
I'm going to come. I can't take it.
If you're a girl and you want to get into anime acting, all you have to do is sound whiny. Everything you say has to come out.
Amen.
There's one more short clip here that I thought you'd enjoy. Good quote.
Is it good?
Horny guys not getting laid wrote that dialogue. I have to believe that. Jizz it good. Who else would write a line like that? All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, locked up news right now. Not a member of the Sideshow, you are missing out on so much. Every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs. You know, Tuesday we did over an hour of DV. Wednesday we did an exclusive show. Tomorrow I have another exclusive show. Plus you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 10 years of stupidity. Sign up right now. It's very inexpensive. $6.99 a month. That's all it takes. You can also sign up for quarterly, semi-annual, or yearly memberships. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. All right. Three very quick stories. I'm running out of steam here. I'm getting sicker as the show goes on. So let's try to blow through these quickly. Police in Russia are tracking a gang, apparently including a doctor who drugged a TV soap actor and removed his testicles. Dmitry Nikolov, 30, had a drink with a young blonde woman, who, that's like every woman in Russia, right? Who approached him at a bar after he finished a performance at a small Moscow theater. Flirting with him, she invited him to a sauna. And though he was married, he agreed to go with her.
Fucking scumbag.
Deserved to lose those balls. They kissed and had some more beer, and after that, the actor remembers nothing. Someone pulled the old Bill Cosby on him. He woke up the next day at a bus stop feeling acute pain and with blood on his trousers. Rushed to the hospital, he was told that his testicles had been removed. Now, if you felt pain in your groin area and there was blood, wouldn't you, like, feel around and see what was going on down there? You'd think you would know yourself that your fucking testicles had been removed, but whatever. Rushed to the hospital, he was told that his testicles had been removed, and it was done like proper surgery by someone with a medical education. The operation was conducted do you get a lot of money for testicles on the black market? The operation was conducted in a skillful way, said police, who believe his beer was spiked by an unknown drug. No fucking shit. They fear a gang seeking to sell human organs on the black market were the culprit. The actor, now working as a children's animator, did he switch careers after the testicles were removed? Like, he's got nothing to live for. He got super depressed, quit his job as a soap opera star, started drawing sad pictures. All of your animations are of dogs getting neutered and groins gushing blood. We're going to have to fire you. This is for a children's television show. We can't use any of this. The actor, now working as a children's animator, was too embarrassed at first to explain what had happened to his wife. Well, I don't think it's so much that he's embarrassed. He's probably scared. After all, you were pretty much about to cheat on your wife if you hadn't, you know, passed out from the drug beer. He still has his dick. He lost his balls. He still has his dick. That's why he doesn't want to tell his wife. He's still got something you can rip off. All right, second story we have for you today. The energy crisis is over. And you know who solved it? Pornhub, of course. Pornhub. This is according to Gizmodo. Pornhub is making a wearable meant for jacking off. You can power and charge your devices by masturbating. Oh my god! It's so wonderful! The happiest day of my life! I'm gonna save so much money on my electricity bill! I'm never gonna have a dead phone! This is amazing! According to Pornhub's video, a small inner valve in the band sends a weight up and down with each loving, lonely stroke. The extra special alone time bracelet stores that generated energy, which you can then use to juice up all the similarly special gadgets in your life. Again, you can check this out at gizmodo.com. I'm going to Pornhub right now to see what's going on here. I masturbate so much, I have a feeling I'll be generating a surplus of electricity. Is there any way I'll be able to sell that back to the power companies? And maybe they'll start paying me. I've heard of people doing that. You know, people that have solar panels on their house. They're generating so much electricity that, you know, it's too much for just their house. So they sell it. They basically sell it to the electric company. I would like to do that with my bait energy. Every day, millions of hours of adult content are consumed online, wasting energy in the process and hurting the environment. Mm-hmm. At Pornhub, we decided to do something about it. Introducing the Wank Band. I would change the name. The first wearable tech that allows you to love the planet by loving yourself. Their slogan, I guess, is start jacking on. I'm reading it right, you know, I'm on their website. It's like a Kickstarter campaign, I think. The Wank Band creates power when moved up and down. A kinetic charger inside stores the electricity generated. Oh, I guess it's not like a Kickstarter campaign because they're not offering pre-orders or you know, pledges, anything like that. It says here, if you want to be a Wank Band beta tester, you can sign up on their website. You can enter your name and email address and why you want to test the Wank Band. I should do that. You know, I'm very influential. Could try it out and let you know how it works. All right, so there you go. That's what Pornhub is up to. It's interesting how Pornhub always finds its way into the news. They're always releasing really interesting statistics or maps, like what people are searching for, what porn they're watching, state by state, those type of things. All right, final story we have for you today. An old retired man has chopped off his penis, why you ask? Because his wife left him for a boy toy after 50 years of marriage. So he chopped off his dick, threw it in a river, done with that. Turgut Oyman, 73, had been preparing to celebrate his golden wedding anniversary with lifelong sweetheart niece, age 70. However, while she was 550 miles away in Istanbul, she called her husband on the phone to say she had fallen in love with a 55-year-old doctor and had decided to stay in the city. In despair, Mr. Oyman went down to a local river, cut off his penis, and threw it into the water before calling for an ambulance. He didn't really think that completely through. The bleeding pensioner from the village of Kiziltis in central Turkey was Gesundheit, was taken to the hospital where doctors operated to patch up the gaping wound. After a search of the riverbank, failed to find the missing organ. Could you guys also look for a couple of testicles? I know a Russian who would be very grateful if you did. Just take a peeky-poo. All right, where are we at here? A hospital spokesman said he lost a lot of blood, no fucking shit, and is lucky he didn't die at his age. He told medics that he had decided to get rid of his manhood because he felt it was useless, and he felt like he was no longer a man. I wonder if his dick even worked, you know what I mean? If he could get it up at that point. Maybe that's why she left him. Paul Mehmet... Who the fuck cares what this guy's name is? Pal Mehmet Kok, K-O-C. That's cock to me. 70. What a horrible name for this story. Said the father of six had been devastated by the news, adding, oh, his pal. His name was Paul. Paul Mehmet Kok. But it's like friend pal. Pal Mehmet Kok, 70, his last name is Kok, and his friend doesn't have one, said the father of six had been devastated by the news, adding he was absolutely devoted to niece, and when she said she wasn't coming back, his whole world fell apart. He phoned her and begged her to return, but she refused, saying she was in love with the doctor. He said he had devoted his life to her and could not even think about meeting someone else. Mr. Oyman is now recovering and being treated for depression, so there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Let's see if any loving Christians want to kill me today.
Tim, not only are you a disgusting bastard,
thank you.
You're also a family marriage counselor. Believe it or not.
I can believe it. I'm all sorts of things. You don't even know.
Family marriage counselor. Believe it or not. My wife came to me the other day, you know what she said? You know, she said, how come you don't have shit stains in your underwear anymore? I noticed you don't have skid marks anymore. And I said, Tim helped me, and laughed and walked off. But what she didn't know, well, I was listening to one of your shows when you said you stood up and wiped your ass. Well, I never tried that. You can wipe your ass perfectly. You never have to have a skid mark. Never any residue.
Wait a second. I don't wipe standing up. A caller called it. I don't wipe standing up. That's silly. Why would I get up to do that? You know, you lift your... I don't know. I sort of lift my ass cheek up, I guess, to get my hand in there, but I don't stand up. Now, some people do stand up, and I guess that works for you. Which is great. You don't have any more shit stain issues. I like that was a problem you were suffering from for a while. And you have no problem talking about it on the voicemail line. I love you freaks. Yes,
hey, call. Tim. It's Alex. I'm calling in on either the tier end of the 10th of February or the 11th. And I'm remembering the...
Like that matters, but go ahead.
The 129 show? what he was upset was he probably didn't get his car, and then he was trying to cop out and like the fact that he was so upset.
How many times? How many fucking times do we have to go over this? I get backed up with these voicemails. I'm sick, and you're making me scream. This is not good. I get backed up on these voicemails. You know, I play these calls weeks later. You're referencing a show that happened a month ago, and you expect me to know what the hell you're talking about, what you're blabbering on about?
Here end of
listen to this.
February or the 11th.
He's talking real low, real soft.
And I'm remembering
he's doing absolutely everything wrong when it comes to calling.
129 show? What he was upset was he probably didn't get his car, and then he was trying to cop out and like the fact that he was so upset and he was so bipolar was
cars,
the fact that he was
upset,
trying to use the I can't breathe motive. Literally, he was trying to use the stupid ass logic of someone probably weird ass rich guy's kid that he just says I can't breathe. Well, Tim, why just can't you get a Skype voicemail that people can call into? Shouldn't that be a little bit cheaper? Or even literally a Google voicemail line that won't suck so bad? Because I think it is really your voicemail line, because whenever I talk to my parents through like an iPhone, it's so much clearer than your shitty voicemail line.
You sound fine right now. The problem is fucking cell phones suck. They just suck in general. They break up. You know, I mean, when you're calling iPhone to iPhone, whatever.
Hi, Tim's friend from New York. As an update from yesterday, when Patrick Mitchell was contacting me through Facebook,
Oh yeah,
he wanted to talk to me on Skype. I did. I had nothing else better to do. We did video chat. He wanted to suck my cock. He wanted me to come over to Michigan. I live in New York. I told him it was very expensive, and by that time he said he was tired and he wanted to take a nap. So I wanted to
talk. You probably got done masturbating.
Talk to him, but he was tired, so he just shut off Skype on.
Wow.
Hopefully he talks to me again.
Well, you should add him on Facebook. He loves to talk on Facebook. He's still contacting me every day.
It was much fun. I got him to sign up for FetLife. That was cool. That's about it. Hopefully I talk to him again. All right,
everyone's fucking around with Patrick Mitchell now.
Well, hello, boys and girls. This is your old buddy, Low-Hanging Tanks.
Oh,
well, hey, Tim. Listen.
Low-Hanging Tanks is checking in. Long time no speakies.
I got an idea for you.
Okay.
One of my best friends from childhood had one of his best friends from childhood who was checking out a gun right next to him, standing shoulder to shoulder, and the gun fired. It blew his nuts off. The bullet went into his leg, bounced off his femur, and is now lodged in his knee.
Oh, wow.
It's a fucking crazy story, man.
Yeah.
And I thought you might get a good interview out of it, man. I'm sure I can set it up if it's something you're interested in doing. You know, I mean, he's a really cool dude. I'm sure he'd be willing to talk about it with you.
I would, I'd be willing to talk to him. It probably won't be a long interview. It's not going to be like a 15-minute interview because I don't have that many questions. I really just want to know what the hell's going on with his balls down there. Like, I want to talk about how the bullet blew open his ball sack, shit like that. Get into graphic detail. That might be fun.
But yeah, man, you know, you've got my number. If you want to set something up or whatever.
All right. Well, why don't you just email me, show@distortedview.com, and we'll start talking that way. All right, guys, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666, you know what's coming, right? 206-666-4463, that's 206-66, oh God, is it, oh God?
Home muffin dykes! Faggots!
Because I could have went with the anime, but I want to stick with Pastor Manning there. Thank you so much for another great week of shows. We're not done yet, though. If you're sideshow freaks, I'll be back tomorrow to end the week. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Guess it's true, I'm just looking for a one-night stand. But I have just one strange demand. Are you infected with HIV? I don't want you to leave until I get your seed. Will you give AIDS to me? Because I'm
Eat my cock!